The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today, so let's get going.
And we're nutrition specialists with over a zillion years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. You have the most amazing formulas. You have the most specific, terrific, great prices and organic combinations you can't get anywhere else. And don't forget the awesome, incredible, say it in French, incroyable, incredible, broth, cafe at Alive and Well, organic, interactive, the loving support, and I could drop to my knees every single day in gratitude to the wonderful Maui organic farmers and the magnificent produce every single day that comes in. And again, all through, across the boards, organic, wild fish, the organic chickens and meat, the organic vegan and vegetarian foods, whatever your choices are, and the fabulous Vortex Water Den.
Vortex Water Den.
Vortex
that means
Water
I'm
Den.
All wet with you're, Vortex Water.
I didn't. Gary would have probably blocked out the mic if I called you all wet, but I thought of that a few times. Sorry, Gary. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
I'm for all weathers.
Oh, okay. Vortex, the all wonderful activated, purified, magnificent, alive.
If you want to feel like an alpine stream trickling down through the rocks and the crevasses and the ice flows, drink some Vortex Water.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It is enlivening and enriching. It is amazing taste and flavor and texture.
Right.
The texture is different than normal city water.
And zero toxins, zero pollutants, zero plastic. All of that guaranteed, absolutely free of all of that and loaded with oxygen and
purification. But it's the spinning of it. It's the vortexing of
it. It's the
which
spinning.
Really enlivens the molecular
Hello,
structure
Dan.
Of water.
Hello, Dan. Spinning. Mm-hmm. That is similar to what, Dan? Dancing.
Oh, dancing waters.
The spinning
yes.
water.
I love that.
So you're drinking Vortex and you're getting all this benefit. Does it make you dance, Dan?
You see.
Gary, when am I going to get over this?
There are some
this is a new
in
year.
Life.
I have
just
to get over
overcome,
it.
Honey. That's Sorry. Right.
Well, it's a new year. I have to get over it. The water spins, Dennis doesn't, okay?
I spin, but I don't dance.
You spin internally. And you know, one of the great things that we have always there and with these magnificent vegetables and all organic, 100% organic, and a really special way of squeezing it so it's high concentration and liveness every single day repeatedly in the glass bottles. And that's the magnificent juices that are there. Mm-hmm. And we got some top stuff in the news this week. This is incredible. Reporting about the one of our main juices there that we have 100% organic and high concentration is the beet juice, mm-hmm. B-E-E-T, okay?
Very good.
Yeah,
honey.
And not the beet juice like I beat you up doing it, B-E-A-T, B-E-E-T juice. We also love the green juices, the high concentration for
Can
the local
Can you spell
organic.
Green for us now?
I could spell it. But I want to read the news about the amazing, this is what they say, reported by Natural Health, not what I'm saying. They're just reporting the background of this. The cancer-fighting benefits of beet juice. And they say beetroots have been used as a treatment for cancer in Europe for centuries. I haven't known that. The modern interest in using beetroot as a treatment for cancer started in the 1920s when two German doctors named Farbers, F-I-R-B-E-R-S-E, and Schoenberger used beetroot to treat cancer patients. And in the early 1930s, a Hungarian professor carried out experiments to show beetroots improved health of cancer patients. So then the topic, it says, we're not making the claims, our dear friends. We're just reading this background. So how does this beet shoot help kill cancer cells, according to them? Beet juice helps to detoxify and protect ourselves with much-needed, easily absorbed nutrients and oxygen. And they talk about even athletes understanding and incorporating beet juice into their training routines for better physical performance. Breakthrough studies have shown the same characteristic in beets help athletes perform better, help cancer patients improve their condition. This is just what they're saying. The link between oxygen and cancer is well known. Beets increase oxygen within the blood by 400%.
Not bad.
While helping to eliminate waste products, the Ferenczi effect, F-E-R-E-N-C-Z-I, apostrophe S, is named after the man who discovered a tumor-inhibiting effect of a flavonoid, betazine, in beets, which proved that beets could increase oxygen intake within the cell and help protect levels of vitamin C. And I'm giving it to you in a second, honey. One of the anti-tumor effects of beetroots, they say, is explained by its high iron content, natural iron, designed to regenerate red blood corpuscles that supply cancer cells with more oxygen. The higher oxygen content improves cellular respiration, which helps to kill the cancer cells. Can you read some of these?
That's a very important part, yeah. The cellular respiration.
That's breathing. That's mm-hmm. right, the breathing, mm-hmm. okay?
Goes on to say that beets are an excellent source of calcium and iron and vitamins A and C, folic acid, manganese, potassium, and betaine, giving beetroots their purple color. The main function of betaine is to reduce the concentrations of homocysteine in the body. And homocysteine is a major complicator in all of it.
It's a big inflammatory mm-hmm. agent that creates havoc throughout the body.
Right.
Go ahead.
Betaine also helps the liver to process fat, preventing the accumulation of fat in the liver.
Woo!
A fatty liver keeps the liver from functioning as it should be functioning. And as we all know, the liver is our first line of defense against cancer. And it has to be functioning properly to prevent and help reverse any cancerous condition.
Yes, we've often said for years and years, I guess, the liver. And remember, too, that there are a lot of people who aren't even drinkers. And a fatty liver is also often said non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
You know how you get that?
Sugars,
carbohydrates.
Which create high triglycerides and high mm-hmm. potent chemicals
and
that really poison the liver.
All of those carbohydrates turn into sugar. And sugar and insulin have a mutual job of getting into the cells. What can't be used up as energy, the liver converts to fat.
Yes. Now, isn't it amazing?
And then the fatty liver becomes engorged, and then you have fatty liver disease.
Right. And the liver can't do its job.
And elevated liver enzymes
right.
and all
That's
kinds
exactly
of difficulties.
Thing. And gallbladder illnesses and all kinds mm-hmm. of things like that. You know, what is amazing to me, you know, thinking about the juices, as I probably have said before, probably have, but I love also the green juices every single day, the green machine and other ones like that, which we have a variety, all came local, organic, green vegetables, high concentration. There isn't a day that I go without taking that every single day. And I guess part of that was that a very famous Ann Wigmore, naturopathic doctor, head of Hippocrates Health, not Hippocrate, but Hippocrates, father of modern medicine, Health Institute, and did a lot of her work in helping cancer patients to recover. I'm not making the claim. I'm talking about that work. And she used to do monthly in New York, the Society for Cancer Victims and Friends, and do the talk about the importance of these detoxifying intense green juices. Well, here's, we have the variety of juices that
it's
we have.
Incredible.
And when anybody wants to use these to help their body's health, I'm not making claims. We're giving background. We are not making claims. But we are saying that, you know, call and make an appointment with Belinda. She's our organic juice expert, okay? And she can be helping you and giving you some guidance as to which things to do.
A program for you to follow, a suggested
That's right.
program, derived from folks like Ann Wigmore and other professionals who were doing this years ago.
Isn't it wonderful
oh boy.
What they can do?
And it's so tasty.
And delicious.
That's delicious.
I love it. You know, it's incredible.
And it's energizing.
Energizing. That's what I sip all day long, that and the Vortex water. Yeah. It's just amazing. So, but that was a very exciting about the, and that oxygenation, honey, because that's improved, you know, a lot of people trying to improve the oxygenation, but that's nice to know. One of the things I wasn't familiar with is that the high natural, not toxic, iron that's present in the beetroot juice. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Now, we're going to report on something. We're strictly doing a report. This is not our opinion, okay? And we understand you can live in a society where you have to be afraid of saying certain things, but I'm just reporting what was on the TV news this week. This was, they called it the top news. It was being reported. You turn it on, and there it was. This is on the number one thing on the top TV news this week. Dr. Robert Malone.
Folks, you may remember him. He was here on the island giving a speech earlier, well, last year. Dr. Malone was here, and it was very well received. People really appreciated what he had to say.
He's the leading, as they said, U.S., United States, virologist. That what a virologist is a medical doctor who is a virus specialist recognized and certified. He is the leading U.S. virologist. In other words, if there's a number one expert in the U.S., it ain't bigger than Dr. Malone. He says, now this is what he says, we are now forced to suffer from mask formation psychosis.
Mask formation psychosis.
Yeah, mask, as in mask.
Yeah.
He is against that. He says, the current situation, he says, mandatory vaccines for children are absolutely wrong, says the doctor. And masking issue, he says, quote, it's a lie, says the doctor, quote, that masks are effective against COVID and viruses, says the doctor, okay? And would you also state what was on the news that he had to say that, would you, about heart inflammation?
Would I?
Please go ahead.
I would, I do. He also stated on the news that the heart inflammation, kids' side effects of vaccines. While there is no risk of death for kids from COVID, that's his quote, as a result of vaccines, severe inflammation of heart and death can occur. Let me read that again.
Yes.
A little bit of,
says the doctor, the virologist.
That's right. Kids' side effects from vaccines. While there is no risk of death for kids from COVID as a result of vaccines, severe inflammation of heart and death can and does occur in kids. It also happens in adults.
Yes, it does.
It also happens in people who are in prime physical condition, athletes.
Yes.
Football players, soccer players.
Okay? Right, and this was in the big thing in the news. Read what happened to the athletes.
In the news, again, we're reporting. Quote, at least four soccer players younger than 30 years of age died of heart attacks after Christmas from COVID vaccines.
That is incredible. I was heartbroken just reading that. More younger than 30 years old died of heart attacks.
And there's some more information coming out all the time about how the numbers of vaccine deaths are underreported.
Yes.
The numbers of people who are actually dying of COVID is overreported.
Right. It's just a little fragment. And the Florida surgeon, well, now here, you know what a surgeon general, that's a top doctor recognized in an entire state, the surgeon general.
Right.
The Florida surgeon general defies the Centers for Disease Control, CDC. He defies them. He says he is discouraging vaccines for children.
That's right.
For children. So that's the Florida Surgeon General. So this is, we're strictly reporting. But what is so important, if you're thinking of the best things for our lives and our New Year's resolutions, which should be a resolution of every day of the life, should it be a new day devoted to building up the immune system, loving yourself, loving others, being kind and good to yourself, and doing everything that's good. And you know, so many dear people then come in and take and are prescribed and are told to take over-the-counter pain relievers for their arthritis or their achy joints or their aging. And here comes the Food and Drug Administration coming out and saying, the Food and Drug Administration, they're not health foodies. over-the-counter pain relievers, NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, Tylenol, and the whole host of them you can get in any, you know, raise your chance of a serious heart problem by 50%. Heart problem. Yeah. Serious.
But it's on the market, isn't it?
They're available.
The FDA says these things can happen by and have happened and happen on a regular basis. So many thousands of deaths per year are attributed to those drugs.
Yes.
But the FDA says, oh, go ahead, take them if you want them. You can use
that's
them.
That's right. Yeah. And remember that what's recognized and has for the longest and longest and longest and longest time, it's the leading cause of liver failure of the NSAIDs. Mm-hmm. The leading cause, number one,
that's
even
right.
Before alcohol.
And isn't it amazing, honey, the one of the major nutrients that helps to restore the liver to rebuild the liver, to rebuild the kidneys, to rebuild the lungs, is NAC+. And the NAC, the FDA is giving serious consideration to removing NAC from the public marketplace.
Because it threatens the drug companies,
exactly.
Right? Exactly.
But the drugs that cause the disease, that cause the deaths, cause the complete crippling of human beings, is allowed to be sold, but the nutrient which rebuilds the liver, rebuilds the kidneys and the lungs, is going to be taken off the market because a drug company wants to make a drug out of it.
That's right. Now, in going back to this article about the over-the-counter pain relievers, this is a report. Look at all the top medical backgrounds behind this. The study published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, researchers found that the NSAIDs, these over-the-counter pain relievers,
non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs,
they interfere with the healing of fractures.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've hurt a bone or you have a spontaneous fracture, they're going to interfere with it. And they actually state here that they don't address the root cause of your pain, these drugs. They make your pain a lot worse. In a study published and they block the signal that your body uses to heal. In a study published in the medical journal, and here's the name of it, Knee Surgery, Sports Traumatology, and Arthroscopy, okay? Medical researchers found that the use of NSAIDs, over-the-counter pain relievers, interfered with cartilage and bone healing. And the Journal of Sports Nutrition said, do non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs adversely affect stress fracture healing? And in their view, they said, absolutely, they interfere with their body's mm-hmm. ability to heal. And is that a reason, Den, that we've seen nothing but glorious reports from Pain Power, which saved me from that deadly operation and saved our daughter and saved countless people? We get the testimonials.
Every
like a
day.
Flood, like you're talking about water right. flooding down a hill, the flood every single day. Talk about it.
Pain Power. Well, you've probably heard me talk about this before, folks. We, with the help of medical nutritionists and biochemists, formulated this product, a systemic enzyme formula, high in natural anti-inflammatories. Why anti-inflammatories? Because inflammation, chronic inflammation, is the source of all disease. Spell the word, capital A, capital L, capital L. And that's been recognized in medical journals for so many years. And as I've mentioned before also, Time Magazine 15 years ago put out a special edition. One special edition, the cause of all disease is inflammation. There was nothing in that magazine for that edition except a discussion on how inflammation destroys your immune system, your natural killer cells, your whole body's ability to create health and life is destroyed by inflammation.
That's exactly right. And you know, and another way that this mass procedure to destroy the quality of life is the statin, the cholesterol drugs with all their horrendous side effects.
Mm-hmm.
The cholesterol drugs and all that has been there, known that it, and even the black box warnings that it causes dementia and diabetes and doesn't help one bit. And yet here's a new report again that vitamin K2 dramatically supports heart health and slashes the risk of dying from heart disease. And here's the medical report. This intriguing fat-soluble nutrient is earning high marks from medical researchers for its ability to help prevent atherosclerosis, hardening the arteries, right,
mm-hmm.
Dan? and even cut risk of death from coronary events. Vitamin K2 plays an important role in preventing calcium-laden atherosclerotic plaque deposits from forming in arteries. To accomplish this, vitamin K2 activates a protein known as osteocalcin, which is responsible for keeping calcium in the bones.
So it takes it out of the arteries, removes it from the blood system, and puts it where? Where it's supposed to go.
That's right.
In your bones.
Right, and it says for good measure, K2 revs up a protein known as, wow, a lot of fancy words, matrix GLA. You ever heard of that one, Dan?
Sure.
Which prevents calcium from accumulating in arteries. Research showed that vitamin K2's, quote, two-barreled approach to preventing calcium deposits pays off in reduced risk of heart disease and death. In fact, studies have shown that higher K2 intake, listen, reduces the risk of dying from heart disease by a whopping 57%.
Beautiful.
And then they quote the medical restyle, okay? Every increase, they went on to say, thousands of participants, every bit that was increased, death decreased. If you reduce the risk by a whopping of death from heart disease by a whopping 57%, would you do me a favor, Dan, please, right now, okay? Do me a favor right here. Read this data about how many people have the heart attacks and strokes, and think about what K2 can do.
Here we go. Okay, folks, verbatim, word for word, here we go. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, predicts that roughly 805,000 Americans will experience a myocardial infarction, commonly known as a heart attack.
And what did they say about K2? Drops at 57%. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dan.
And that's just in annual. These are annual numbers. Every year, between 40 to 50% of the time, the event is fatal. So if they're going to have 805,000 cardiac events, that's going to be about 400,000 better deaths.
Right.
Okay. Going on. In addition, 800,000 people in the United States suffer a stroke every year, with over 130,000 of the victims losing their lives. And while some people recover fully, strokes remain a leading cause of serious long-term disability. And it isn't just physical disability, it's mental disability.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And these sobering statistics attest these events are far from rare. In fact, heart disease, including coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis, and arrhythmias, is currently the number one cause of death in the United States,
right,
claiming a shocking 655,000 lives per year.
Right, and so isn't that absolutely, and here the doctors go on to say that addressing the root cause of the heart attacks and strokes include what the Harvard doctors found in all the meta-analyses of all the studies done on it, the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, which they said if just on that one, we would reduce the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, by 88 to 92%, and we'd save a minimum of 900,000 lives each year.
Overall,
and these doctors,
yes,
go as a great, the tremendous ones altogether are the vitamin K2, for the reason they just said, the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, the B-complex vitamins, which reduce inflammatory homocysteine, and don't forget the strength of the heart itself, which is cardio-CoQ10.
Right at the top, right at the very top. But let me finish this article
here. Yes, please go right ahead.
Okay. In addition to this tragic loss of life, the financial cost is catastrophic. In fact, the American Heart Association notes that heart disease carries a national price tag of a stunning $1 billion per day. Not per year.
Unbelievable.
Per day.
Per day.
Okay. Now, getting back to what holistic physicians and medical science has proven, the super pure omega-3 fish oils, the cardio-Q10, these are major, major, major developments for circulation, for heart, yes, but for brains, for every cell in your body, for your liver, for your muscles, for every, to be able to think cognitively, the nutrition has to be there. And these two nutrients deliver. They deliver the super omega-3 anti-inflammatory action to the brain, and the cardio-Q10 activates the mitochondria of every cell in your body,
especially
your heart and your
cellular
brain.
Cellular energy, cellular
there
life, mitochondria, your cells, are they going to live or are they going to die? That's what the main producer is, that cardio. It has to be that 100% ubiquinol, mm-hmm. which is what the cardio-Q10 is.
That's it.
And, you know, here's another big this has been a star player in Europe for so long, for blood sugar balance, for brain regeneration, for, and according to the translation, preventing and reversing diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. Good grief, neuropathy of any type and many others. Let's talk about another doctor's review. Again, not, this is not Mona, this is not Dennis. Another report by Dr. Alan Inglis, MD. And I'll share it with you, kid. That doesn't mean I don't start off, but I'll share it with you. Superstar antioxidant defeats diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. Let's go ahead. When it comes to treating chronic diseases like diabetes and Alzheimer's, the mainstream drops the ball every time, says Dr. Inglis. That's because Big Pharma only focuses on the symptoms of disease and not the cure. Some of our best defenders against disease are antioxidants. You see, he says antioxidants fight against those damaging free radicals, terrorists, that cause inflammation, the root cause of all disease, and protect your body and battling against deadly diseases. There's one superstar antioxidant, underline, you need in your arsenal, the universal antioxidant. So our superstar antioxidant is 100% alpha lipoic acid, RALA. One of the reasons it stands out is because it recycles. I like that. Recycles the other antioxidants, C, E, glutathione, recycling. And it neutralizes harmful free radicals everywhere in the body. And you must take a supplement, he says. I'm giving this to you in a second. Let's explore some of the remarkable abilities of the 100% RALA. Fights diabetes and its dangerous complications. I'm saying this. Thank you, European doctors, for what you showed us that way. Protects against memory loss and Alzheimer's. Again, thank you, European doctors. Supports weight loss. Helps rid your brain and body of toxic mercury. And would you read now about controlling the blood sugar, kid?
It's a major, major nutrient which not only controls blood sugar, it controls the function of every cell in your body. It prevents that cell from becoming inflamed. It helps to recycle and restore and renew inflamed tissue to normal tissue. And controls your blood sugar. Here's what the article goes on to say. Having high or uncontrollable blood sugar is not something to take lightly. And if you struggle with maintaining your sugars or suffer with diabetes, you know all too well how high blood sugar leads to multiple complications, especially when left untreated. For example, diabetic neuropathy, hard-to-treat pain, ulceration, and ultimately foot and lower leg amputation. 2.1 million Americans with limbs lost. 185,000 amputations a year. Vision loss damages the retinal artery in the back of the eye. This is inflammation. This is high blood sugar, okay? Kidney failure. This leads to dialysis and kidney transplant and an early death. Heart disease, the most common cause of death in the folks with diabetes. Luckily, says the article, research shows 100% R-alpha lipoic acid helps control blood sugar by dialing down oxidative stress and inflammation.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
It's amazing what this substance can do. And the difference between 100% R-alpha lipoic acid and just something that's labeled alpha lipoic acid, there's a big difference.
Huge.
The 100% is the active, most active form of the alpha lipoic acid.
Right. And, you know, Dan, can I just inject this too? Something I wrote, I found in one of my old papers that when this occurred years and years ago, this is something I wrote about, the superhero, versatile and powerful player, life-changing antioxidant, brain function booster, nerve regenerator. But one of the things that was at the time was the wonder of wonders, and Miracle of Miracles. Okay? Doctors at a radiation remover. And here this was the result of the report years ago. Doctors at Chernobyl and Fukushima used R-alpha-lipoic acid to bring to normal the high radiation levels in the blood of those cleansing the nuclear spill.
A lot of people don't remember those spills.
That's right.
Chernobyl was a complete, utter disaster
they were
hundreds of miles around.
Spills. Yes,
when
and
the
cleaning
atomic,
up the spills.
The release of the uncontrolled atomic radiation.
That's right. And in Fukushima, the doctors copied and used the R-alpha-lipoic because they saw with great success and that the blood was cleaned of this terrible radiation at Chernobyl. And they did that when they had that radiation spill, which had gotten into the waters, which was very big news at that time. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Do you remember?
It burned indelibly in everyone's mind at that time, for sure.
Well, if you remember, then you're much older than I. Wasn't there a song like that?
But with R-alpha-lipoic, there's a recent systemic review, 20 gold standard randomized controlled trials that included 1,250 people with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. And the R-alpha-lipoic acid showed multiple benefits, lowering fasting glucose levels, lowering insulin levels, reduced insulin resistance, lowering the HbA1c blood sugar control over 3 months. In another study, the gold standard placebo-controlled trial, 72 patients with type 2 diabetes took ALA and were completely successful in countering their situation.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? And all of this information, think of the big medical information. And we're talking here about EPA and DHA. There was this big study that in Tufts University, and this is the quote from the doctors after this huge study from the medical Tufts University. People with higher blood levels of EPA and DHA had a dramatically lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, say the doctors, by 47% lower risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Are we understanding this?
Do we understand this? Reducing inflammation. Again, putting out the fire, delivering the nutrients that are needed for normal metabolism and health building. I do want to beat a horse. This diabetic neuropathy, the R-alpha-lipoic is so important for that.
Now, thank you for European doctors. That's what their main thing they've used for more than half a century.
That's right. So if you're having, people have sugar, it isn't just the high sugar levels, but it's also the high insulin levels.
That's right.
The insulin is creating more fat, creating more inflammation, and this affects the liver. The liver becomes a fatty liver situation,
which
is very
That's
toxic.
Right.
But the R-alpha-lipoic nips all these things in the bud.
Right. And I wanted to bring on another topic. Is that okay for now?
Sure.
You know, I love this doctor. He's wonderful. He has got a load of credits. He's a highly recognized, nationally recognized, board-certified neurosurgeon, all kinds of things. Russell Blaylock, M.D., and he's bringing this out, okay? Now, you could have a lot of things going on in your brain, right, Dan?
Well,
but
sometimes.
One thing you don't want dancing around in your brain. You want to dance around in the room. Mm-hmm. You want to dance around with joy in your heart. You want to dance around singing. But what you don't want dancing around in your brain, can you guess?
I couldn't guess in
Gary,
a million
Gary, can you
years.
Guess? Gary's not guessing either. Spirochetes. Spirochetes, spirochetes, S-P-I-R-O-C-H-E-T-E-S, spirochetes.
Now, is it Cretes or Keats?
Keats.
Keats.
C-H-E-T, no R.
Okay.
They're creeps. They're creepy little guys. But their spirochetes, says the doctor, increase brain inflammation. Dr. Russell Blaylock. And here he's explaining. I'm quoting the doctor. It ain't Mona. Spirochetes are a type of bacteria that are helical in shape. Helical? H-E-L-I-C-A-L?
Sure, why not?
Helical. Two L's could make it more. Like
it's a
corkscrew.
It's a helical way of pronouncing the word.
And he says, in parentheses, like corkscrews.
Mm-hmm.
They enter cells causing chronic infections. Examples of spirochetes include syphilis, Lyme disease, and periodontal infections. Fully, says the doctor, 90% of Alzheimer's brains have been shown to contain spirochetes.
And the gum inflammation.
Lyme disease, he says, is one of the fastest growing vector-borne, that means parasite-borne infections in the U.S., as well as the rest of the world, says the doctor. And then he goes on to say it is transmitted by ticks. But he says about Lyme disease can invade the brain through the blood, in lymphatics, or along nerve fibers. When it reaches the brain, it infects the microglia, leading to chronic smoldering inflammation. And here's what he says about spirochetes from the gums.
That's
very
important.
Spirochetes from the gums.
You don't have to be... Don't have to be bitten by an insect to get spirochetes of the gums.
Yeah. Third paragraph, spirochetes from the gums, from the top. Spirochetes from the gums.
Okay.
I'll start it. Spirochetes from the gums, periodontal infections, cause chronic brain infection that releases very high levels of the inflammatory cytokine TNF-alpha.
Go back to the beginning. Start from the beginning of that spirochetes in the gums.
Spirochetes from the gums. That's your gums in your mouth.
And your teeth and your
periodontal
gums.
Infections
yes.
from the gum.
Now, what really is very effective in knocking out spirochetes in the gums?
That's what he's going to get. And also cause chronic brain infections that release high levels of cytokine inflammation, which causes nerve degeneration. And then the huge studies he's saying... Researchers examine people for signs of gum infections, bleeding gums, loss of periodontal attachment, loss of teeth. Using their three different methods to measure cognitive function, they found that gum disease was, his words, strongly associated with decrease, that's less cognitive function, in early and later adult life. Other studies, he says, have shown a strong relation between gum infections and P. gingivalis and T. forsythia, increased risk of Alzheimer's disease.
Of Alzheimer's disease, from your gums.
That's right. And,
okay.
And what do you always tell people, what do you know so very well about what to do to help prevent
for
any
gum
kind of
health.
Infection and infection anywhere?
We're talking about gums.
Yes.
Okay. For gum health, we can't say that by using this product you're going to prevent Alzheimer's disease. We can't make those kind of claims because I don't know that. But what doctors do say, that gum disease has a direct link to development of brain degeneration and Alzheimer's disease.
Absolutely.
And those people with Alzheimer's disease have a record of having a higher incidence of gum infection and gum negative health scenarios. Okay? What can help that? Is it a cure for Alzheimer's? No. Is it a cure for it? But it does knock out the infection. And that is the Ultra Silver.
That's right. Whether it's the spirochetes or the other ones that he mentioned, or viruses of all different mm-hmm. types, and how safe and marvelous. And tell us why that is different than what's known as colloidal
because
silver.
Because Ultra Silver is 99.99999% silver. Other colloidal silver products can advertise being colloidal because they may contain, 10% colloidal and 90% ionic. Ionic is effective to some degree, but it doesn't hold a candle to the real colloidal silver
no.
particles.
And it doesn't, it's not the, with those tiny, without those tiny particles, it can't get into a virus and kill it.
That's right.
That's right. And it's in and out of the body in no time. And there's never any toxicity from ultra silver either.
Never, ever.
Never.
It never turns your skin blue or
no,
gray.
No copper molecule.
Ionic silver can and has done that. Okay. But what's really important is the fact that the silver has a direct effect on your immune system in knocking out the different pathogens of virus, bacteria, yeast, and fungus, and mold. What you can do, what holistic physicians are recommending, now this is not a prescription from me, this is what holistic physicians recommend, is by using a tablespoon of the silver in your mouth and with your toothbrush, gently massage your gums and your teeth with a toothbrush silver combination so that it gives a very minor bit of irritation to the gums, which will absorb then the silver and can knock out gum infections with great IQ.
And remember, it improves healing. It kills all kinds of infection. What has been the number one thing in Europe, again, by all the and also the leading diabetic wound specialist in the United States, and I have all kinds of quotes and backgrounds from that one, and that is that they use the Ultra Silver in patches on the legs of the diabetic. They don't chop them off. They give them internally and use it externally on patches, and the wounds heal up, and they don't have to amputate.
Yeah.
And then, and you know, I told the story before, but, you know, my brother was in Florida, and we were here, and talking to me on the phone. He was diabetic and had those terrible wounds and infections, and I said, Larry, I'll send you the Ultra Silver. This is what they use in Europe. But he didn't listen. And then he went to his own VA, the doctor there, what that doctor knew. And he said, Larry, I'm sending you to the top guy in all of Florida. He's the big medical doctor, the diabetic wound specialist. And he sent Larry to him, and the diabetic wound specialist said, I follow what they do in Europe, Larry. And he said, I do the Ultra Silver and put it on the wounds. Take some internally and keep on doing the poultices of that. And, of course, Larry was healed in no time.
Did Larry ever thank you?
I know that right now I've never quite had a resolution on that one.
Yeah.
Love you, Larry, but I never had quite a resolution. But anyway, the Ultra Silver did save my life, too, quite a while ago, and that's another story. But Ultra Silver is a miracle and has no taste.
And no undesirable side effects.
And right, it's absolutely, it's incredible. And there's loads of background
and you,
in that
one. You can apply it nasally. You can put drops up your nose or spray.
No, that's right.
Eyes, ears.
And it's what's used in top medical hospitals, of course medical, top hospitals, for babies' eyes, ears, and nose when they're being born to prevent infection, mother's birth canal.
In Europe.
And also in the United States, they
in
use it.
In the U.S. as
yes,
well?
Yes, they do. They
that
do.
I did not know.
Well, see, you can learn a little something from the wife, can't
I
you?
I should listen to my wife more
once
often.
Once in a while. Yes. Right, Gary? How many years? I'm not going to tell you how many years, because I was just a kid. But he didn't listen to me too much then, maybe not too much now. But he's fun. He's good. Even if he doesn't dance, he's still very attractive. Okay, away from that one and on to so many of our dear friends. I'm glad they're starting to learn about the incredible quercetin. And quercetin, the natural bioflavonoid from the plant coloring matter and pulp of the plants, present, okay? And here it says, quercetin, and here's, medical trials. This potent antioxidant flavonoid offers significant therapeutic benefits against a wide range of conditions from diabetes to DNA damage. This potent antioxidant quercetin boosts anti-inflammatory, anti-hypertensive, anti-obesity, and anti-atherosclerotic actions. Wow.
Whoa, anti-anti.
Woo, woo, woo. Anti-bad guys. Anti-bad guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Pro-good guys. Since free radicals, I used to call them the terrorists, you know, killers, figure into the development of diabetes, quercetin holds promise for benefiting conditions such as high blood pressure, vascular disorders, metabolic syndrome, and here's compelling evidence. So here they go on. They also say that this studies and quercetin displays protective effects in the kidneys and liver. It also helps ameliorate, that's improve, hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, hyperlipidemia, that's high blood fats, and insulin resistance. A study investigated the potential protective effects of quercetin against DNA and damage and oxidative stress induced by methylmercury. Woo! The results reveal that that the consumption of quercetin helps protect mercury-exposed people against the adverse health effects of the metal, the researcher said. Can you read some of these two? Okay. Up here, some highlighted more information about quercetin.
Quercetin is known to modulate a plethora of molecules for multi-targeted cancer prevention and cancer therapy. Here are examples of quercetin's chemoprotective abilities. Quercetin can be valuable in treating inflammation or oxidative stress associated with precancerous or cancerous skin lesions. Quercetin exhibited a preventive effect on liver cancer in animal models. Hepatocellularly carcinoma.
That's the liver.
Liver cancer. The most common form of liver cancer is on the rise in many countries, with estimated 905,000
Woo.
Plus new cases globally.
Oh, my gosh.
Quercetin inhibits tumor growth and enhanced the sensitivity to thermotherapy, indicating a potential treatment option for the hepatocellular. Why can't I pronounce that word?
This is the first word you couldn't pronounce? I mean, I have to look to you to pronounce it, and you couldn't pronounce it?
Hepatocellular carcinoma. Okay. Quercetin goes on to say, quercetin suppressed the metastatic ability of lung cancer with potential therapeutic applications for metastatic non-cell small lung cancer in particular.
Wow.
Prevention and treatment of various infections. Quercetin protects against the antibiotic-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia.
Wow.
Infection mainly through inhibiting pseudomyelin.
That's right, and that's why it's so big a player and has been so much on the news against COVID and all, because of reducing inflammation in the lungs. And here's another doctor. I just want to go ahead, finish,
okay.
Then I'll inject that.
It decongests the pore forming cytotoxin and a major determinant of virulence. Separate
yes.
findings previously highlighted quercetin's therapeutic potential in treating sepsis as well.
Yeah.
Quercetin showed promising antiviral activity against two distinct species of Ebola, the outbreaks of which occur frequently in African countries.
Now, here's another, in a whole different article in reporting in Women's Health, Dr. Stephanie Rubino, and talks about the remedy for seasonal allergies. I've known about this a long time, and you have too, and even our grandchild, all zillions of other people, in her the top layer, she says, quercetin is a bioflavonoid, a natural part of the pulp of the plant and coloring matter that offers a wide range of health benefits. Yes. But quercetin is a potent antioxidant that works along with vitamin C to protect tissues from free radical damage and reduce inflammatory compounds. When it comes to allergy, says the doctor, research has shown that quercetin stabilizes mast cells, those are the allergy-producing cells,
right, right.
Reduces histamine, or the allergy toxin that makes you itch and scream. Decreases the inflammatory markers, inhibits those enzymes that cause inflammation, modulate the immune system, and these actions with quercetin lead to reduced inflammation as well as significant allergy relief. We've known that forever. Huge player in that,
yeah.
Isn't it not? Isn't that terrific? And it's completely natural extract of the coloring matter of the plants. Go ahead.
And as was revealed on television nearly 2 years ago now, talking about the COVID pandemic, before COVID really, really hit, okay? a Dr. Siegel was on television talking about the COVID, and the announcer was concerned because there were no vaccines available at that time. It'd be some time before the vaccines finally were brought to market. And Dr. Siegel said, look, you have an immune system. Use your immune system. Bolster your immune system. Well, how do we do that? How can I bolster my immune? Said the announcer. Dr. Siegel said, use vitamin C and use quercetin. What's quercetin? What is quercetin? Quercetin is a bioflavonoid. Quercetin has major, major anti-inflammatory effects in your body. Quercetin decongests your lungs. And if you recall, people are being put on respirators because the infection creates a lot of mucus in the lungs. The respirators are forcing air into the lungs, but they're pushing the mucus further deeper into the lungs, and people are dying. Thousands of people died on respirators. It says use the quercetin. It decongests the lungs. It drains the mucus away from the lungs. It opens up the air sacs in your lungs so you can breathe again.
That's right.
It's phenomenal.
And you know, I have to applaud this terrific doctor and medical doctor who's saying, and he prefaces everything he says about this incredible stuff, that he recommends supplementing with 10,000 units of vitamin D3 daily, year-round. He says it's absolutely critical to impact your blood levels of this critical nutrient. And the mm-hmm. source of this article is, this simple vitamin could help put oncologists, that's cancer specialists, out of business. Not my words, Dr. Mercozzi, MD. And
no.
It was just done, okay, recently. Vitamin D3, he says, is one of the absolute best supplements you can take year-round to support your health and longevity. Indeed, massive research over the last decades links higher D3 blood levels with lower risk of depression, diabetes, type 2, heart disease, and cancer. In fact, says the doctor, a brand new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that's a top doctor's journal, JAMA, just found that men and women who supplement with vitamin D3 are less likely to die from cancer or develop aggressive metastatic forms that spread throughout the body. The study's results were so stunning that every doctor and oncologist in the country should recommend this key vitamin, okay? And unfortunately, he says 80% don't get enough, and he goes on to say that it's that lack of vitamin D3, you feel it in fatigue, lethargy, getting sick more often, colds or flu, hair loss, low mood, low back pain, muscle pain, slow healing wounds. Studies show you need much higher doses than you might be thinking to properly impact your blood levels of this critical nutrient. That's why he says, I recommend supplementing with 10,000 units of D3 daily year-round. And the studies, he says, even in lower doses, you can help thwart the spread of cancer. But he says the new analysis was the follow-up to the ongoing VITAL study, V-I-T-A-L, 26,000 healthy men and women. And they went on to say that researchers followed the men and women for years, and they followed the men and women for years, and they found that when they reduced their risk of metastatic cancer by an impressive 38%. Gosh, 38%, and that's, he says, and it's not even the optimal level. I think going even higher, 10,000 units, he says that. 38% less deadly metastatic cancer.
And that's what it's also recommended for this COVID thing.
That's right.
Vitamin D, because it increases natural killer cells.
That's right.
Natural killer cells do what natural immune system does. It kills the offending disease.
That's right.
The bad guys. Okay?
And the source of the study, he labels it so people know that he is quoting it exactly. And this was the quote of the study. Effect of vitamin D3 supplement on development of advanced cancer. A secondary analysis of the VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, randomized clinical trial from the Journal of the American Medical Association. My gosh. How much more do you need to know, for gosh sakes? You know?
And well, it's nutrition incredible. Is the answer. Building what you're given should be maintained and improved upon.
Right.
But as you age, the aging process starts to degenerate.
That's exactly right. You
everybody,
need to reinforce,
okay?
And
but
you can
the nutrients
reinforce.
Rebuild it.
Right. And you can rebuild, help to rebuild by coming to Alive and Well, because we have those great formulas. We have all of these wonderful things, organic, certified, high potency. It's incredible, not just now, but at all times of life. And the wonderful, amazing foods at the broth cafe at Alive and Well, all organic, no poisons, none of that. The Vortex water, you can be filling up those beautiful glass jugs every single day and getting that detoxification and purification and oxygenation, the amazing juice cleanse that you can get, and all the choices of all of them in the glass bottles, high concentration, 100% organic. And you can always call the 877-4950.
And
877-4950.
Sit down and talk with Mona or with me. We're not doctors. We don't play doctor. We give you information.
That's right. Make a time, though, so we're not with somebody else. All right? Beautiful, lovely, clean, pristine, gorgeous sofa area. And just come and do that. And call also the Broth Cafe and get all the great takeouts. Get anything you want ready for you whenever you say it's ready for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that
optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.